trade that nigga. Nah, trade him. And it ain't even, it's no hate. There's no malicious feelings, no emotions or anything like that. Trade him to Golden State. And take his son with him because that's what he wants to do. This is what was reported. My Lakers have now come out and said, if LeBron James wants to be traded, he will have to come directly to the front office and say, I want to trade. And rumors has it, he wants to be traded to Golden State. When I tell you I am all for it, I do not want him to retire as a Laker. I do want him to go to Golden State. I want him to fulfill his dream of playing with Steph Curry. I want to see it as a fan. And even more so as a fan, I want to start rebuilding from scratch and building a roster for the next superstar. Hear what I just said. For all y'all out there that don't understand what I'm saying, I want the roster to start being built and ready for the superstars to come in to take over. Whoever that shall be, it's not going to be Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is not going to be the number one option for the Lakers. Maybe momentarily until the guy comes. But if this was to happen, this would probably be the biggest trade we've ever seen in our lifetime. Not because of what it could do for Golden State and what it could do for the Lakers. It's just simply name-based. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at it. LeBron has come in and Steph has changed the game. LeBron has changed the game. Iverson has changed the game. Kobe has changed the game. Jordan has changed the game. There has been players that come into this. Shaq has changed the game, right? And what I mean by that is you can't find a big after Shaq that has dominated the way Shaq has. Not Giannis. Oh, and we can throw Tim Duncan in there. But, I mean, I've seen Dirk. And I prefer Dirk over Duncan. But that's a whole nother discussion. Both are great. Both are top five power forwards of all time. But I will say this. These are players that have come into the game and have changes. Some have changed it more than others. Some have changed it more off the court than on the court. It doesn't matter. They had some type of change in the game or some type of influence. Not even necessarily a change, but an influence, right? Going out like that, I'm not mad at it. As much as I would want another championship, and again, if that championship came, a second champion, and I had just finished talking to 12 Cal about, you know, his statue being outside the Staples Center, because we don't call it crypto. If he was to deliver a second championship, that would help his argument for having a statue outside. And I've said this on previous episodes before. It would help an argument. Not to say that it would help, like it would happen, but I'm saying it would help. It would help. You know what I mean? Why? Because we also have Jerry West. Jerry West delivered one championship. Now, he been to 9 or 10. But they only delivered one. Yet and still, he is a pivotal player and GM or whatever. He is an assistant. He is a ghostwriter to some of these Lakers championships. So that's why Jerry West deserves anything that comes his way. Shout out to Jerry West, man. Shout out to motherfucking Jerry West. That is our guy. He will always be our guy. We love you, Jerry. When it comes to Bron, Lakers standards, he's below it. That's, as far as I'm concerned, he's just below the Lakers standards. That's not a diss. That's not a jab. That's none of that, bro. Lakers standards. Now, if he's going to be crowned as the best, go ahead and give him that. Y'all going to have an argument with a lot of MJ fans and some Kobe fans. But that top five Lakers of all time. He ain't up there, but he's going to be on an all-time Lakers team. He's just not going to be recognized before some of the greats that came before him because they did more for the jersey than he did. He did take the title, though. He does have the record, and he did it in the Lakers jersey. And that helps. That helps. But if he wanted to take his talents to Golden State, by all means, let's do that shit yesterday. Please. Let's do that shit yesterday. I think this might be the first time we actually cheer that, you know, how the Yankees are so pissed off at what Soto did by going across the street to the Mets. This nigga can definitely, it's not necessarily across the street. Hell, it's not even across the street if he went to the Clippers, because the Clippers is in Inglewood. But this nigga can definitely get on that freeway or that plane and go directly to the Bay Area. We champion it. We champion it. So let that shit happen, bro. Let it happen. Please let that happen. I want, and I don't even watch First Take anymore. I never did watch Undisputed like that. Only clips. I watch more clips of Undisputed online than I actually did of the show. I did used to watch. I used to be a First Take fan. I used to watch the whole first hour, whole first to second hour to the point where it repeated itself. I no longer watch that shit. I don't even listen to the podcast anymore. It's all clips and stuff like that. I know their ratings are down because niggas is not watching that shit anymore. Don't let Stephen A. lie to you. That nigga get paid while them viewerships is going down. Unless them niggas is using bots like Drake said KDOT is doing. But real niggas is not watching that shit no more. But we will watch the clips. And the viewership might go up because we want to see what niggas is saying about him going to Golden State. Let it happen, bro. All sincere, like, no hate, no none of that shit. Just let that shit happen. Because I just finished coming from the Portland game not too long ago. And they played well. And, of course, it's a Portland team. They don't have nobody over there. They got a bunch of young talent. And them niggas can hoop. But what I'm saying, they don't have a pivotal superstar over there. You know what I mean? So beating them wasn't much. Thing is, we beat them niggas without Bron. You know, can we beat a Denver? Can we beat a Sacramento? Can we beat a Knicks? Can we beat a Boston or a Sixers without Bron? I don't think so. Not in those series. I don't think we'll be able to handle that because I don't think AD will be able to carry the load like that. AD needs somebody to depend on to help him carry the load. No, actually, he needs to depend on that number one option. That number one option needs to depend on AD to help carry the load. So, let it happen. I'm not sure how that's going to change for Bronny, but I understand what I know the nepotism got to go anywhere Bron goes, and I'm for it. Why would you leave your son in L.A.? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do that. I think Kerr would allow that nigga to get some more burn, and it might help. His leadership or his philosophy might help Bronny more than J.J.'s. So let that shit happen. You know what I'm saying? And I hope Bronny end up in a situation where he could. I just want Bronny to get better. And I think Bronny is in his head. A lot of cats are saying Bronny is not good enough to be in a league. I don't believe that's true. I do believe he needs more development. But I'm tired of niggas talking about the pick that he taking somebody's spot. I don't even think the niggas is talking about him taking somebody's spot, actually watch basketball enough, and at least college basketball, because do you realize the draft class that he was in? The nigga could have actually went higher. But I'm not here to talk about those niggas who basically a fan base of other teams that them niggas don't have a chance of winning the championship. Them niggas have long segments on my Lakers every week, and their team is seven cans of shark shit. So that should let you know something. Let that nigga Bronny ball out. I don't have no problem with Bronny's stipulations. But do I think he should be in the gutter with just everybody else? Yes, but his dad is one of the best players of all time. And then with some people, the best player of all time. So, yo, at the end of the day, like, what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? Let that nigga, let him have his experience. He's not taking nobody's spot. He's not taking nobody's spot. There was nobody else for us to get. We stole. We got. I got another phone call. But anyhow, yeah, man. Hey, look. Like I said, man, let Bronny do his thing, man. Let Bronny grow and let him see. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's better than LiAngelo Ball. LiAngelo can shoot that thing, though. Don't get it twisted. He could definitely shoot that thing. But yeah, man, I just want this show right here. I just wanted to say, hey, at the end of the day, let that little nigga ball. And if his dad wants to be traded, bro, I want to get traded to Golden State. I think it's going to be a bigger story moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Trading that line is coming up. So, you know, let this shit happen, man. Let this shit happen. I'm all for it, man. Let it rock. Let them go. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen this. I mean, from being drafted to Cleveland and free agency to Miami and going to the Cleveland and going back to Cleveland and then coming to the Lakers, like, come on, man, let it happen. It's going to be one of those things. Like, if he does that, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be hard to say, hey, he's one of them now, but it's going to be unique. It's going to be like Kawhi Leonard, how he, you know, was dominant over there with San Antonio and then went to Toronto and won a fucking championship do y'all realize that Toronto Raptors has a championship? They got one, and it's because of Kawhi Leonard. So shout out, man. But yeah, let it happen. Let it happen. I'm not mad at it. I am not mad at it, man. I'm not mad at it. I want it to happen. It's going to be weird because, but it's dope though. It's like a story ending type of thing because they always wanted to play on the same team. I thought they could have made it happen before, but I think it was money and then the love. Like, Golden State wasn't about to let, you know, Curry just, you see how they just, Klay, you got to go. Klay, you could go. You know what I'm saying? But Klay also dealt with some career-changing injuries. And it just wasn't the same. But I would love to see Klay come back. And, wow, if Klay was to go back to Golden State to retire, and he played with Bron, and I think that's always been a goal of Bron, for Bron, is to play with the Splash Brothers. They made basketball. KD got to play with them niggas, so he knows how fun it is. You know, that's how KD was to get, you know, he was to get, you know, we know what it is. So let it happen, man. I don't think niggas are going to be mad at that. I mean, Bron is literally at the tail end of his career. We can see it. Like, he's missing games, low management. He's tired. The nigga is tired. You know what I'm saying? He got to play with his son. You know, I still think we're waiting on the live to live from you. We're waiting on that because that's going to be in the highlights forever. Either him throwing a lob to Bronny or Bronny throwing a lob to him. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, you know? So I need, before Bron retires, that's what I might label this, before Bron retires. I want to see, here's what Baylor wants personally and selfishly. I want to see a Bronny and Bron lob connection either way as a Laker. And I also want to see Bron play with Steph outside of the All-Star game. That's what I want. Can I get that? Can I get that? Basketball lords, can I get a Bronny to Bron or Bron to Bronny lob connection as a Laker? And can I get Bron riding off into the sunset playing with Curry in Golden State? That's what I want. 12 Cal, King Germ, have at it. Let me know. No, nigga, King Germ, because King Germ too conservative, dog. I don't know what's up with him. Oh, did y'all see that? That's what I wanted to do. King Jerm was saying I was wrong because the nigga that approached Brett Favre about Brett Favre giving up that sack record, he was like, hey, nigga, I'm still hurt about that. And I'm with the nigga. Because we all knew he gave, we all know he gave it to Michael Strahan. We all know. We know this. Everybody, from the moment it happened, niggas was like, dog, he gave that to him. And a lot of us let it ride because it's like, it was like a movie moment. But the nigga that he took the record from was like, nigga, what? Nigga, no, I need that shit back, bro. You gave that to him. He didn't earn it. Nigga, I socked that nigga. And he wanted to. He said, no, I want that sack back. He was like, you might hurt me. He said, nah, bitch, you hurt me, nigga. you let a nigga who didn't earn it get the record. Nigga, what kind of nigga do that? But it is Brett Favre, though. It is Brett Favre. When you considering everything Brett Favre has done post his career, all right, fuck it. Even during a career, when a nigga played for the Jets and the Vikings, this nigga manipulated the world. This nigga made Aaron Rodgers sit down longer than he needed to. Oh, my mama, he did. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, King Jeremy, I can't rock with you on that one. I'm sorry, I can't. I don't even understand how you against that. Like, morals is morals, my nigga. Like, this nigga literally laid down on the ground for Michael Strahan. Literally did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. I mean, was it Michael? No, it wasn't Michael Strahan. It was Reggie, wasn't it? I'm tripping. I forgot. But I know. I'm still mad. You gave up the record, my nigga. You gave up the record. You laid down. You laid down, man. That's whack. That's whack. King Jeremiah, I don't know. You be tripping sometimes. I'm not rolling with that one, bro. I'm sorry. Fuck the sack. I would have just fired on him. I don't even want the sack. I don't even want the sack record back. I want the nigga to get fired on. Open run with BTG. We out of this year. 2025 is on the way. What have I learned in sports? A lot of shit just seem fixed, friendly, all that shit. I don't like it. Niggas don't like the basketball no more. Football is getting weird. Everything is just weird now in sports. And all because niggas get the bet now. Shout out to Britt. Even she making bets. You know, and not to say it like that, but bring back sports where the casual sports fan did not care about betting. They just wanted to see a good game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the same. Y'all can look at it. You know how many niggas that said, man, I don't even watch the NBA anymore because they don't play the game the same anymore. This shit whack. This shit is whack, though. I mean, I won another championship, but that overall, niggas is not liking the product of basketball anymore. For real, though. Niggas is not really tuning in like that, and the shit is whack. Y'all need to fix this shit so we can love basketball again. Fix this shit. And then in the NFL, my God. My God. This shit is just bad. And y'all adding on extra games. Like, you about to overdo it to where niggas ain't gonna even fuck with football like that no more. Why would you add on some more games, my nigga? Chill. I know we used to cry and whine like, hey, but that's what made football so special, because it's a shorter season than all the other sports that we love. Baseball has the most games. Basketball is right behind it. Dog, we didn't even care for 82 games. Cut that shit down. Take 20 games off. Make it 62, but they're not going to do that because they're going to lose the money. They're going to lose the money. But if you... All right, maybe I'm just saying too much or complaining too much, but that shit is watered down. But at the end of the day, hey, Bronny, take your ass to Golden State. Take your son with him. But before that, throw that shit off the backboard to Bronny. Bronny, you throw that shit off the backboard to your dad so we can get that poster in our motherfucking house. Then take your ass to Golden State, and I want to see Bron on a fast break swing that shit two-step, and he knocked that shit down for a three, and then swing it to the other side of the court to his son, knock that shit down for three. If not, the nigga gonna be on the bench. That's cool, as long as he with his daddy. Bring Clay back so Brian can swing that shit to the air, or have that nigga's Curry. I want Curry to come down on a fast break, swing that shit to Brian. Brian shoot the three. We know that nigga is not gonna make it, but I hope he does. Shit gonna go bonkers. Open room with BTG. I love y'all. See y'all motherfuckers in 2025, nigga.